This is Nancy Ma. I am here with Claire Cousin. We are at Solaris in Hudson, New York. It is July 1st, 2016. And this is part of Oral History Summer School for the Hudson Archives. Claire, can I ask you to introduce yourself?
My name is Claire Cousin.
Can you tell me where you come from?
I lived in Hudson all my life.
Can you tell me a little bit about when you're growing up in Hudson, what it was like?
I've lived on the outskirts of Hudson, so it was more of the rural part of Hudson. I don't know.
Like, what was the day like?
You just play outside, I guess.
Who did you play with?
My neighbors, my siblings. I had two cousins who lived with us.
Can you tell me more about your family?
In our house, it was my mom, my dad, my two cousins, and my sister. We were a blended family. My cousin's mom died in 2001, so they moved in with us.
What does blended family mean?
So it was me and my sister both had the same parents, and then my two cousins had come in, so it was their family and our family blended. It was my dad's sister's kids.
What was it like growing up in Hudson?
There was stuff to do, I guess, more than there is now. The community was stronger. I don't know, it just seemed like everybody watched out for each other. It felt like it was our city back then, not so much now.
What was it like back then?
There was a lot of mom and pop shops on Warren Street specifically. More people were able to live in Hudson, so it was like, there was more family members, it was safer for kids, there wasn't so much traffic, like tourist traffic. We had better parks. The city, it seemed like the city cared more about the population that my family was a part of. So when we'd come down and visit our family members, we were in the high rise and the low rise, which is low income. So there was always a cookout going on or like family birthday parties or something. It just felt a lot, it was a lot different. It seems like deserted now compared to what it was back then.
What happened?
Marginalization, I guess. I don't know. People started moving into Hudson. And I feel like the city started catering towards that population. Rents started raising. People started buying properties. The condition of the housing is the same as it was back in 2000. Worse now because nothing has been done, but it's just really sad to be down there compared to what it used to be like.
And what was the community like?
I mean, everybody knew each other and took care of each other. So, like, if somebody knew my dad and I had no idea who they were, and they saw me doing something I wasn't supposed to do, my dad found out. That type of situation. Everybody's grandma was everybody's grandma. It was like the definition of it takes a village to raise a child type of thing going on. And it seemed like the government was more supportive. Like the boys' club, there was way more stuff for us to do as kids than there is for the kids today. Now it's mostly sports oriented stuff around here, if that. It just felt safer and people enjoyed being here. Now it's like a burden to live in Hudson for us.
Who's us?
Well, the people who have been here forever. So now, most of us, I would say, would be the low-income people, the forgotten people, the ones who, when we do speak up about how things have changed, are told it's not priority. That's us, I think.
Does everyone feel that way?
A couple years ago, I'd say no. But at this point, I think that the longtime community members are beginning to be fed up, seeing things like the Pride Parade start to thrive, and things like the Flag Day Parade start to get smaller, things that have been here forever, and seeing like some of the little things that have gone on in regards to Warren Street have made people wake up. Like, the city's priorities are definitely to the tourists. For example, we have Charles Williams Park. It's been there forever. It used to be where people went to play baseball and have games and stuff. They built a little playground down there, but there was a proposal years ago to turn it into like a community park for that demographic. It was in this, it's in the second ward, so that's where the low rises, the high rises, all that stuff. And it was basically shut down. So now people are starting to use it again, and there's not even public bathrooms down there. But the things that sit on the city's agenda are things like a dog park or what they're gonna do with the riverfront. Like, simple things like that, instead of what can we do to fix the youth center. The seniors just got a brand new senior center in the new library, while the youth department is still in shambles. Things like that that make a it's starting to become like more of our people are beginning to want to run for alderman and be a part of city politics to have a say at the very least. Because just showing up to meetings or not showing up to meetings and just voicing their opinion as citizens is not enough anymore.
And you feel that way.
Oh, yeah. Especially now that I have kids. A couple years ago, it was just that there wasn't enough to do for the kids, but now that I have two kids and I'm having another one. Trying to find a 3-bedroom apartment. Starting rate 1300 for a tiny 3-bedroom apartment. It's impossible to live here unless you get public assistance. In my case, I wouldn't be able to because me and my partner both have to work, and that's too much to qualify for help. So just little things like that. Or the people that are shamed for needing public assistance. If you walk on State Street, if you walk down State Street, there might be, from 7th Street to Front Street, you might run into 2 garbage cans. If you walk down Warren Street, there's at least 2 or 3 every block. And that's, to me, as small as that is, it says a lot about how much the city cares about which demographic.
Where have you been able to voice these opinions?
Well, I sit on the board for a social justice group in Hudson, and they've given the people a platform more so than we've had before. But we show up to some meetings and speak. They're going to do what they want anyway. So we've been able to put some people from the community in office that are doing the most that they can at this point. But things like rent control and the priorities of the kids, like, are things that it feels like we've been fighting for forever. So, I mean, we've done die-ins, we've done protests, and they laugh at us. Like, we're just angry black people. We were in the paper. We showed up at City Hall because the youth center, or the youth department, which is run by the city now, it used to be, the United Way used to own the Boys Club. And the city took it over, and once the city took it over, they changed the hours. It used to be from 7 to, like, 9, older boys couldn't go to the youth center and play ball. They cut it off. So we went to the youth center to stand up and try to get it changed because just talking to them wasn't working. The next day, the headline in the paper was, "Militant group storm City Hall." There was kids with us. They had signs that the kids made. I mean, and it was just people speaking from passion. Like, our kids have nowhere to go after 7 o'clock. The police harass our kids. They're not doing anything. They're standing outside because they have no place to go. I mean, what do you want to happen? It's a summer night. 15, 16-year-olds don't have to be inside at 7 o'clock. I mean, for the police, for them to not have some place that they feel safe is a problem, and it's not our city's priority. Their priority is making sure that Warren Street is fine. I mean, the kids are so neglected in Hudson. When they open the Bridge program next door, which is an alternative learning program for kids that don't do so well in school or whatever. The biggest argument that the city was facing with picking the property was that the kids would be on Warren Street, and after school hours, they'd be allowed to walk down Warren Street to walk home. Store owners didn't want that to happen. They were scared they'd be vandalized. Like, who said that these kids were criminals? Who told these store owners that these kids are criminals? Like, they've lived here all their lives. They walk on Warren Street every day and you don't even know it. Like, has your store been vandalized before the school opened? Things like that. The fact that the city even entertained that type of argument instead of defending our kids spoke volumes to us about the state of our youth in Hudson, New York.
It's hard to see that when you're a mom.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, like, my first job was working with kids. So whether I had kids or not, my priority was always my kids. Like, having her and working with the kids, she came up with the kids too. Like, she knew that they were my kids also. So, I mean, having two, I've had to fall back a lot from the work that I do with the kids, but they've always been my priority in the community because they're definitely the last thing on anybody's radar. The jobs that I've had as an older person working on kids' behalf, we'd be able to show up in probation meetings and advocate for our kids, because at one point our county had the highest number of minority kids in New York State in foster care. Just ridiculous things like that that were just being missed because that's not the city's priority. Like, lots of racism in Hudson. Lots of racism.
What can you do about that?
At this point, it doesn't seem like much. I mean, we've spoke up. And now that I'm not as active in the work because I'm trying to take care of my family and raise my family in Hudson like everybody else, you get to feel, like, I feel the impact of everything that I've really been fighting for, like affordable housing, things to find in the summer to do with my daughter, things during the day to do with my daughter, during the school year to do with my daughter, food access. Like, I'm unemployed right now, so, like, having to find cab money to make it to the store to be able to get things to cook instead of order out. And if I wanted to order out, nothing is in my price range within walking distance. There is no transportation besides cabs. We don't have a city bus. We have a dollar bus that comes when it wants to. There's so many different issues in this little city that, like, somebody visiting for a weekend would have no idea. And knowing that there's, like, that at any day, our affordable housing could be gone. It's happened already. Galvin took over our housing resources. And the first thing that happened was people's rents got raised to the point where they were forced to leave. And it was just slapping us in our face. Every other property you walk past in Hudson is owned by Galvin Foundation. And the people are aware. There's former city members that sit on Galvin's board. And you would think that they would have the city's best interests at heart, but it's two completely different ideas of what the best interest is. I mean, for me, if I were to look 5 years down the road, I see myself living outside of Hudson to be able to afford to live with my family. And I think in my interview with Sarah 2 years ago, I might have told her 5 years from now, I would still be in Hudson raising my family, because I don't want to leave Hudson, but it's impossible.
What is keeping you in Hudson?
I'm not comfortable enough to start over somewhere else yet. Even though I'm struggling, I feel some level of comfort still. But at the same time, I'm overwhelmed. I'm depressed. I don't like leaving my house. I get angry walking on Warren Street. Simple things like pedestrians not knowing the right of way. Like, we've lived here forever, and we have to be extra cautious because people are crossing the street in awe of another building, or they don't know how to drive, so we have to hold our kids basically by the waist to cross the street, because you never know when an out-of-state person is going to come flying around the corner. It gives us that have been here a huge anxiety. Most of the events that go on around here are not for us. And I feel everything. Like, walking from Columbia Street to Warren Street, if you haven't, like, if you've been here you have no choice but to be depressed. I mean, I think another thing that keeps me here is, like, a sense of hope that the things and the steps that we are taking at this point will make a change. Who knows how long it'll take, but if we stop trying, there's not very many people willing to try. Our people have given up a long time ago. They've felt given up on a long time ago. There are some days that I can enjoy Warren Street too, and it's conflicting because when I have money and I can walk on Warren Street and take my daughter to get something to eat, I mean, that's the only thing we do on Warren Street, but when it's nice out and we can walk and not feel guilty about looking in a shop, or we're walking on Warren Street for a reason, it doesn't feel as bad, but it's just, it's hard to watch people enjoy our city and we can't even enjoy our city anymore. What?